Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Marcel is here. Brian's back. He's joining us all the way from Eastern Europe, from Hungary. He's over there doing business. He's the founder and the chairman of the International Barcode System Group. He's known as Mr. Mintrovator. I love that term. I'm jealous that I didn't get that before he did. He's the author of Raise the Bar, Change the Game, and he's our good friend. Brian, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back with you today.
It's good to have you back. I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on entrepreneurship. I know you've got some well-developed ideas and thoughts on what it takes to be an entrepreneur, what an entrepreneur looks like, what they do, what they think, what they read. Tell us about it.
Well, Jim, you know, entrepreneurship is so important these days because there was a study, even in the UK recently, that said there were no less than 1.5 million housewives or mothers who were desperate to set up their own businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Especially as they're sit-at-home mothers, you know, single mothers, and but they don't know where to start, and that's what's holding them back. And so the government, I know, is trying to promote this and put money into it, but basically there's no point being an entrepreneur unless you're a risk taker, because you're going to be taking risks throughout the lifetime of your company.
You have to get comfortable with risk, and you have to deal with you have to overcome the fear of failure, don't you?
Oh, fear of failure is key because you're going to fail.
Yeah.
And in many ways, the more times you fail, the better because you pick yourself up and you won't make the same mistake again. You'll be that much stronger.
Well, and the more you fail, it's more that by almost by definition means you're failing smaller. You're failing little ways, not big ways. Now, if you can't get comfortable with failure, if you don't have a relationship, I say, Brian, that you need to have a relationship with failure. If you can't get to that point, and if you aren't prepared to risk your capital, then it's kind of hard to be an entrepreneur, isn't it?
And, you know, Jim, you can't innovate if you have a fear of failure because you'll never experiment and you'll never take these chances. And I say this to a lot of corporates, you know, because it doesn't only apply in the entrepreneur space. Corporates must have a culture where there isn't a fear of failure, and their staff are allowed to make mistakes, they're allowed to innovate, and that's how companies grow.
Well, and I want to stick one more thing in here about the importance of entrepreneurship. The Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, which has been published almost every year now for about 20 years, the Babson College, the London School of Business, Kauffman Institute, they all put this together. And that research has found year after year that there's a direct connection between the level of entrepreneurship in a country and its overall economic production. Entrepreneurship is critical to growth of an economy. What do you think?
Oh, God, yes, absolutely. Because if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And, you know, if you haven't got growth, you're never going to get it. And a lot of people try the same thing in the same way, hoping they're going to get different results. And, of course, they never do. Mm-hmm. So the only way to break out of that cycle is to try something new and experiment and, as I say, innovate. And the world needs experimentation and innovation. It needs new, you know, visionaries, people like Elon Musk, people like the late, great Steve Jobs.
People,
you know,
like,
they took risks.
People like Brian
Steve
Marcel.
Jobs,
and well, you know, and the thing is you have One of the challenges for all entrepreneurs, especially from the beginning to when you kind of get rolling, is focus, isn't it? Because if you're making all these mistakes, if you're having all these failures, that means you got to go in another direction. And eventually that those mistakes should be heading you in a direction where you can find success. I love what Edison is supposed to have said, that failing is successfully identifying what doesn't work. So by definition, you should have found what does work, and that's where your focus is. And focus is a big challenge for entrepreneurs, isn't it?
Yeah, focus is key, and finding your direction and believing in the direction and believing in that idea and not having naysayers around you and being influenced by that. Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, there are plenty of people around who are going to say, no, don't do that, you're wasting your time, you're an idiot. You know, and that gets you unless you really believe in yourself. So self-confidence, I think, is another big thing for entrepreneurs.
You have to believe in your. What the I think the single strongest element of being an entrepreneur, when all the people around you, as you say, are telling you you can't do it, is you have to believe in yourself. What do you think?
Yes, because I think 95% of the world lacks self-confidence. I see it every day, and it's quite sad, really. But, you know, with such negativity around, sometimes people get bludgeoned down. Right. And they say, you know, I've had enough of this, and I can't, you know, so I can't do it. And I'll take the easy way out and not do anything, or not do it, and not take a chance. That's really sad.
I've had people ask me, how did you do that? And I told them, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. That's a whole lot of success as an entrepreneur, is to not know you weren't supposed to do something. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Sorry I did that. What an idiot. I've just made you $1 million.
Yeah. So is entrepreneurship, quickly, in about 45 seconds, is entrepreneurship different in Europe than it is in America?
Oh, no. Except I think in America it's not a sin to be successful and to come up with good ideas and make money. Whereas in Europe, people are jealous and it's not a sin, but, you know, you're looked at a little more differently, which I think is another limiting factor.
That's a cultural thing that's going to have to change, isn't it, over time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And
speaking of which, Brian, when we come back, I want you to tell us about doing business in the Eastern European countries where you are right now having some meetings. I want to talk about some of those differences. And we'll do that with Brian Marcel, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder and chairman of International Barcode Systems Group, the author of Raise the Bar, Change the Game. He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.